Parshas Vayigash, we find Yaakov Avinu going down to Mitzrayim, and on the way down to Mitzrayim, he visits Be'er Sheva, and the Medrash wonders, what was Yaakov Avinu's interest in going to Be'er Sheva on the way? It's very well known, the Medrash says, and the same thing in the Targum Yonason, in Parshas Truma Tetzaveh, that Yaakov Avinu went to Be'er Sheva to uproot the tree which Avraham Avinu had planted to provide shade for his guests. This Eshel, about which its pasuk says, Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheva, that Avraham Avinu planted the Eshel specifically for this purpose, designated to provide shade for the guests. This Eshel was now uprooted by Yaakov Avinu, and he took it down with him to Mitzrayim. What was the purpose, says the Medrash, that Yaakov Avinu knew that when we leave Mitzrayim, we're going to build a Mishkan, and in the Mishkan, we're going to need Atzei Shittim for the Kroshim. One Loshen says, for the Briach Atichim, which went through the center of the Kroshim. And for this, Yaakov Avinu already provided now by taking down the Eshel from Be'er Sheva, hence the need for Yaakov Avinu to visit Be'er Sheva. And the Mefarshim ask a simple question: if Yaakov Avinu is interested in providing and ensuring that we have what we need when it comes to the building of the Mishkan, he could have found a much easier way of doing this. He could have taken some money and handed it over from one generation to the next to be able to buy the raw materials, a little pouch of diamonds. Yaakov Avinu was a rich man. He had plenty of things that he could have designated to provide for the building of the Mishkan. But no, he didn't do this. He went to Be'er Sheva, went to the considerable tircha of uprooting the tree and schlepping it down to Mitzrayim, replanting it in Mitzrayim, and then again, the whole thing had to be repeated when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, had to uproot this tree in order to schlep it with them into the Midbar. The pasuk says, Kol asher nimtza itoy atzei shittim, says the Medrash. Nimtza itoy means that they took it out of Mitzrayim, specifically with this in mind. Why was all this necessary? The answer is Mavur in the Chofetz Chaim, that it wasn't only to provide that we should have the raw materials that we need when it comes to the building of the Mishkan. Yaakov Avinu wanted that all the years that we are in Mitzrayim, for 210 years, we should see this tree, we should be aware, we should be constantly cognizant of the fact that Avraham Avinu established Klal Yisrael and established within us this middah of doing chesed. Only because of Avraham Avinu's chesed, the Yidden were encouraged to chesed with one another in Mitzrayim. We say in the Shira every day, Nochisa bechastecha amzu ga'alto. Nochisa, you led, HaKadosh Baruch Hu led Klal Yisrael bechastecha, because of your chesed, amzu ga'alto, the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed. Says the Tana de Be'el Yoh, in what Zechus did HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem Klal Yisrael bechastecha, because of the chesed that Klal Yisrael did with one another, they made an official undertaking that we're going to be kind to one another. Korosu bris, says the Tana de Be'el Yoh, they undertook to look after one another, provide for one another within the depths of the Torah of the Golos and Mitzrayim, but we're going to be kind to one another, to the other Yidden, whether we do know them, we don't know them, whether they are exactly the same as me or not exactly the same, we're going to do chesed to one another. What encouraged the Yidden to do chesed with one another? What provided the impetus for this? This was the tree, the Atzei Shittim, the Eshel, Vayita Eshel, Avraham Avinu's tree, which Yaakov Avinu went to the bother of schlepping down to Mitzrayim. And this tree was a constant reminder that this is what we need to do for one another. Rebitzel Voloshin brings that my father, Reb Chaim Voloshin, would often tell me, what was the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us? It's true, once we're created, we have to be mekayem tarig mitzvahs, and we have lots of obligations in this world. But we can't say that was the primary reason for the creation. The reason for the creation, said Reb Chaim Voloshin, was to be able to be mative to other people. Oilam chesed yibon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to be able to do chesed. Avraham Avinu was desperate to do chesed, to think about somebody else, to be aware of their feelings. And because of this is the very famous Reb Chaim Shulevitz, that the four people who Chazal considers, if they are like an Mace, the four people whom Chazal look at as if they have no life, Nebuch, the blind person, the person doesn't have children, doesn't have any money, and a Metzora, a leper, these are the people who Chazal consider to be Ein Loi Chaim, as if they are dead. Why so, says Reb Chaim Shulevitz? Because you're not able to give to others. If you can't do chesed, that in the eyes of Chazal is the same as not having a life at all. This is the reason why Avraham Avinu planted his tree. This is the reason why Yaakov Avinu schlepped it down to Mitzrayim. This brought about our Yeshua in Mitzrayim. There's a very beautiful passage in the Sefer Tomei Dvora of the Ramak, and he says there that every mitzvah that we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes down, and every mitzvah gets its schar. No mitzvah gets forgotten. However, some mitzvahs you might get the schar immediately, you might have to wait, it might be 100 years time till you get the schar, you might only get the schar in Olam Haba. Says the Tomei Dvora, sometimes we come to a stage in life where we are desperate for an extra injection of chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A time when we need to make a big decision, a milestone in life. Each person in his own life has stages when he needs special chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't always have the zechusim that we need. Says the Tomei Dvora on the Piska of Chofetz Chesed Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Chofetz Chesed. Says the Tomei Dvora, there's a special account where it gets written when we do a chesed. Every time we do a chesed, it can be a compliment, it can be when we give our money or our time, or any other opportunity to do a chesed. Besides the general schar that you get for every mitzvah, this chesed will be placed in a special account which will be held available for the time when you need a big yeshua. The more opportunities that we do, and we seize the opportunity to do a chesed, the more likely we are to find that we get that big Yeshua. The very well-known story in the Yerushalmi in Demai of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, who had to go across the river Ginoi in order to say a Shia, and the river Ginoi broke its banks and was gushing along, and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says to the Nahar Ginoi, I want you to split because I need to go and learn Torah. And the Nahar Ginoi splits and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair walks through, but he had Meshamshim who were not on the same madriga as Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and they also wanted to go through the Nahar Ginoi, and they shouted to Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, can we also risk this? Will the river split for us? And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, any one of you who knows that he hasn't insulted anybody else throughout his lifetime, then river Ginoi will split for him. Because when you need a big Yeshua, the big Yeshua will come from the chesed that you have done, if you've gone through life without hurting other people. Klal Yisrael was zeicha to the Mishkan, to the building of the Mishkan, to Asheras HaShchina. In what zechus do we get the Mishkan? What's the Briah HaTichon of the Mishkan? The chesed, the Eishel of Avraham Avinu. If we are zeicha to Geula, if we are zeicha to Beis HaMikdash, it's in the zechus of chesed. Avraham Avinu did the chesed vayita eshel. This became the foundation, the Briah HaTichon of the Mishkan. With this we can understand the Avos Reb Nosson, which records that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Yidden were crying bitter tears, we've lost the Beis HaMikdash and we have no way of replacing it. And Rabbi Akiva told them, don't cry so much, don't be so upset. Yesh lanu achas kamoiso, we still have one thing left. We still have the opportunity to do gemilas chasadim with one another. What was Rabbi Akiva saying? If we increase our gemilas chasadim, then we're going to be at the level of Vayita Eshel of Avraham Avinu, and then we get the Beis HaMikdash back. This is the greatness of the Eshel of Avraham Avinu. This is the reason why Yaakov took the Eshel down to Mitzrayim, that the Eden should see it in Mitzrayim, should be aware of the need to be kind to one another, and that this should become the Briah HaTichon, which was the base of the entire Mishkan and the Kroshim and the Ashras HaShchina. Not for nothing, we must finish, the Mesillas Yesharim says, those famous words which reverberate through our minds and our beings throughout our lives. Sometimes we need help, all times we need help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we get those endless chasadim that we need for health, happiness, and prosperity throughout our lives. Says the Mesilus Yesharim, Omnom, however, ha'oiseh chesed, a person who does chesed, yekabil chesed, he will receive chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you need more chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Mesilus Yesharim, u'kechol sheyar belasois, the more chesed that we will do, kach, the same amount, the same proportion, the same extent, the same degree, kach yarbel kabel, we will get more chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May Hashem bench each and every one of us to be included in this ultimate bracha, ha'oise chesed, yekabel chesed.